Welcome to The Artwork of You, the podcast where your life is the canvas and you are the masterpiece. I'm your host, Lori Gouin, and together we'll explore creativity, self-awareness, mindset, goal strategy, and the importance of accountability so that you can paint your life's portrait with confidence and ease. Remember, in the gallery of life, you're not just a spectator, you are the art. So let's grab our brushes and start creating the masterpiece that is you. Hello, my friends. I am so glad that you are here with me today, because today I want to talk about what I like to call a PTR, a personal thought review. And now that the year is drawing to a close, you'll start to hear a lot of things where a lot of people talking about the year in review. Maybe it's like from a news commentator, or maybe a year in review of movies or music. Sometimes you might even do a personal or a family year in review. And today I would like to offer a suggestion of something you might want to try differently this year. And then moving forward, something you might also want to not only do yearly, but perhaps daily. And that is to do a review of your thoughts over the past year. And of course, I know at first that sounds, I can't possibly know what all of my thoughts have been over the last year. And of course, you're correct. However, you can get an idea of what they most likely were by looking at the key areas of your life, such as relationships, romantic, family, friends, colleagues, your health, your spirituality, your finances, and your relationship with yourself. And then asking yourself, what are the thoughts that have created where I'm at in all of these areas in my life? For example, maybe you're successful in your career or your business, and that's amazing. So what thoughts do you have on a regular basis that help to contribute to that success? Because it doesn't just happen on its own. Are you having thoughts like, I'm great at what I do? I love working with my boss because she is so supportive. I'm so happy people find value in the product or service that I offer. This doesn't even feel like work. I was meant for this. How can I serve even more? I have so much value to offer. So it's great to be aware of those thoughts so that you can not only continue them, but build upon them so that your success will continue. But let's say that's not you. Let's say that you are unhappy, you're not quite so successful in your job or your business. And so your thoughts might look something like this. This isn't fun. I wish I didn't have to work here. I can never get ahead in this economy. If only my job would pay me more. I'm only here for the paycheck. My boss is a jerk. People don't want what I'm offering. I don't even know what to do. So if you spent the majority of your year having thoughts like that about your career or your business, it's of course no wonder that you're unhappy, unsuccessful, or possibly both. And it's not black and white. It's not 100% that you're going to be having positive thoughts all the time, or 100% that you're going to be having negative thoughts all the time. Of course, going to always be a combination, but you can tell how that scale is balanced when you look at those key areas of your life. If you're in fulfillment, if you're having success in certain areas, it's most likely that the majority, more than 50% of your thoughts would be on the positive side. And if the opposite is true, of course, the majority of your thoughts would be on the negative side. Let's talk about another example, and one that I think isn't often talked about, but I feel is essential for your quality of life. And that's your relationship with yourself. What does your relationship with yourself look like? And what thoughts have created it? And when I ask people what their relationship with themselves is like, they often look confused and aren't really sure of what that means or how to answer it. And so then I'll get curious about that. And I might ask some questions like, do you like the way you look? Do you think that you have style? Do you have clear boundaries? Do you value your opinion? Do you honor your needs? Do you make yourself a priority? Do you wish you were someone else? Do you have goals? And if so, do you actively pursue them? Do you consistently second guess yourself? Do you mentally beat yourself up? And often what they realize when they think about those questions is that they really don't have a very good relationship with themselves, because their thoughts around those questions often sound something like, there's a lot I wish I could change around the way that I look, or I'm fine wearing the clothes I've had for years. I often say yes when I would rather say no, or vice versa, or my opinion doesn't matter. Why should I bother? My needs can wait. I don't even know what I want. I'm not sure if it's the right thing to do. I'm not good enough. And again, it's no wonder that you might feel disconnected from yourself when your year has been spent essentially putting yourself on the back burner. like something that's just fine to be forgotten about for the time being until we decide that it needs to be checked on. What often happens, at least to me, when I'm cooking, I do sometimes forget to check on what's on the back burner. And because of that, I sometimes nearly ruin it. And that's why I think a thought review is essential, because it's a way of checking in on yourself so that you don't ruin the potential that's inside of you. And now I also think that this is not only a practice to do at the end of the year, but as I said earlier, something that you might want to do daily. And let me explain what that might look like. I would suggest that when you wake up in the morning or when you're going to sleep in the evening, or ideally both, to be intentional with your thoughts. In the morning, think about what you have going on that day and how you would like your day to unfold. So if you have to get the kids ready for school, for example, what do you want that to look like? And what thoughts will help you achieve that outcome? Or if you have a lot going on and you're feeling overwhelmed, get curious about the thoughts that are creating that feeling. How can you either change your perspective or take some action to help alleviate some of that overwhelm? Ask yourself, what kind of thoughts do I want to have today about myself and about those around me? And anchor back to that when you find yourself getting off track. This is something to do before you even officially start your day. You don't even have to get out of bed, or maybe while you're brushing your teeth. All you really need is about 2 minutes to guide your thoughts so that then you can guide your day. And then again, when you are at bed at night, before you go to sleep, reflect on the thoughts that you had throughout your day. Not what happened throughout the day, but what were you thinking throughout the day? Did you spend a lot of time on thoughts of judging yourself or others? Did you obsess over things that weren't going your way or as planned? Did you replay conversations in your head over and over again? Did you have thoughts that people should be acting differently than they were? Did you mentally abuse yourself, again, with limiting beliefs? It's not to shame yourself or to have you going to bed with regrets. It's meant to create awareness and to help you make connections between your thoughts and the results of your reality. Because the more that we can make that connection, the more we can begin to actively choose thoughts that are in alignment with the life that we want to create for ourselves. And so just to recap, do an end of the year review. Think about where you are in the key areas of your life and with the relationship that you have with yourself. What connections do you notice between the thoughts that have consumed most of your time and the results that you have in your life? And then begin a daily practice in the morning and at night to both review your intentional and your unintentional thoughts and get curious about the connections between them and the kind of day that you had. I hope that you implement the practice of doing a PTR, a personal thought review. It's not always easy, but you really do have the power inside of you to choose thoughts that will serve you and help you to be the best version of yourself. That's a wrap for today, my friends. Thank you for sharing your time with me. And remember to show up in your life like the masterpiece you are, because you are the artwork. Please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Have a fabulous day.